Today I'd like to focus on the first reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Acts of the Apostles chapter 15. And it is the gathering of the apostles. They were debating on whether or not the Gentiles had to first adopt Jewish customs and ceremonies and the laws in order for them to be Christians. The Old Testament people, the Jewish people, had certain things they had to do. For example, circumcision and other dietary laws and other things that they had to do in order to be part of the people of God. Now, an interesting question happened when Gentiles were now wanting to become Christians. The question was, would they also have to adopt Jewish traditions and customs and laws in order to become a Christian? It says there was much debate, and after this debate, it was Peter who spoke. St. Peter, the first pope, stood up. He was the head of the apostles, the one that Christ had chosen, and he spoke to the apostles and the presbyters, the priests that were also ordained by the apostles. And he tells them, "My brothers, you are well aware that from early days God made his choice among you, that through my mouth the Gentiles would hear the word of the gospel and believe." And he goes on to say, "And God, who knows the heart, bore witness by granting them the Holy Spirit just as he did us." So Peter now is speaking as the head of the church, as the Pope. And he says, "He made no distinction between us," namely the Jews, "and them," the Gentiles, "for by faith he purified their hearts." See, God had granted even to the Gentiles the outpouring of his grace upon them to bring them into the church. He says, "Why then are you now putting God to the test by placing on the shoulders of the disciples a yoke that neither our ancestors nor we have been able to bear?" Namely, all of these additional laws that the scribes and Pharisees had added. "On the contrary, we believe that we are saved through the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ in the same way as they." So now St. Peter is telling them that they are not saved because of these works of the law, but through grace. And that is Catholic teaching. We're saved by the grace of God that operates in our life through faith, hope, and charity. It says, "On the contrary, we believe that we are saved through the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ." It says, "Then the whole assembly fell silent." So they accepted the words of St. Peter, the first pope. Then they listened to Paul and Barnabas describing their missionary journeys and how God had worked among the Gentiles and brought them into the faith. So now the church was now deciding that these Gentiles did not have to adopt Jewish traditions and practices in order to become Christians. They could go right from being a Gentile into Christianity. And so we see here Peter, which he's the source of the church's unity, as the Pope is today when the Pope preaches, again, protected by God, when he's preaching on issues of faith and morals as Pope, as the head of the church. We know that the Holy Spirit will protect him from teaching error. And then they concluded this council with James, the Bishop of Jerusalem, also acknowledging what Peter said was true. And then they decided to make certain guidelines that would still need to be followed. And again, these are the four, disciplines in the early church. And they were, number one, so he goes on to say that James immediately goes on to propose that the meeting issue a solemn, formal statement which proclaims the secondary character of the law and at the same time makes allowance for the religious sensitivity of Jewish Christians by prohibiting four things. Number one, the eating of meat from animals used in sacrifices or animals sacrificed to idols. So this is something that would have been very much offensive to Jewish Christians at the time. Number two, avoidance of fornication, which of course goes against the commandments, against natural moral order. Number three, eating meat which had blood in it. And four, eating food made with the blood of animals. Again, these things would have been very reprehensible to the Jewish Christians. And so these were the only four requirements for Gentiles becoming Christians, that they had to abstain from these four things. And of course, the church has the authority to make these disciplines. As you know, the church can make disciplines, for example, about not eating meat on Fridays or fasting on Ash Wednesday or Good Friday. The church has the authority to make these disciplines. Can these things be changed? Yes, disciplines can be changed as far as eating meat or these kind of dietary things. But we see here the working of the Holy Spirit among St. Peter, the first pope, in preaching as the head of the church. He was able to be guided by the Holy Spirit to lead the church into this wonderful truth that the Gentiles did not first have to embrace Judaism to become Christians. They could go right from being a Gentile into Christianity.